from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Atlanta's favorite jewelry special is back. For the whole month of August, get 0% APR financing for 5 years only at D. Geller & Son, Atlanta's most trusted jeweler since 1939. In Atlanta, Kennesaw, and Sandy Springs, and online at dgeller.com.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Is this my inning? It should be my inning because that ball is gone. That was way gone. Well, you had to. I was in the middle of something beautiful, and then something beautiful happened. We had to bring back the analytics of sitting here with that's the seventh home run while we've been here in the booth.
The Braves Legends broadcast last night, epic stuff, man. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's the morning shift.
You know what my favorite part of that broadcast was last night?
Tell me about
it. Is they're in the middle of an inning. Literally, I think it was the middle of a ball traveling to the plate, a pitch, and you hear.
Yeah,
and you're like, you all right over there?
Yeah.
And Smoltz had messed up his. You know, he does his little scorebook, right?
Yep, right. Yep.
And he had messed it up, and I mean, it was so humanizing of a moment because that's the guy that Ed, and I know you too, Allie, and Mike, you got to watch him too growing up. But I watched him, and like John Smoltz was, and Chipper, everybody in that booth other than Francoeur really was like this legendary status growing up for me. Two of my favorite players of all time are Smoltz and Chipper and Glavine, honestly, and. So I've had a chance to interview Smoltz and book him a lot and always been the greatest to me. But just to see him have a human moment that where I've made mistakes in a radio booth or a booth of some type, broadcast booth, it was like, yeah, man, like he might be a Hall of Fame pitcher, but he's just a broadcaster and he just does the same thing we do.
Well, he had a really candid moment, too, where he was talking about how the first time he was going in to do some commentary, he parked where they told him to park, and the parking attendant was like, who are you? I'm a Hall of Famer.
Last name Smoltz, first name John.
Do you not see this hairline?
Yeah. I mean, come on, dude.
You ever heard of Thunderstruck and come out of the bullpen, too? Come on now.
Man, it was a lot of fun watching that broadcast last night. And honestly, a pretty eventful game, even though the Braves fall 8-5. Things got a little sideways late, but at one point they did have the lead, and you heard the Austin Riley home run right there. But the highlights of the night last night, Chris Sale with his ups and downs, Brian Snicker getting thrown out of the game, Jorge Soler turning the outfield into a circus, and just most of all, the umpire being awful. Umpiring was awful last night. And, Chris Sale had a lot to say about it. He wasn't very happy.
That's baseball. You got to deal with those things. Just a tough night. Just seemed kind of back and forth. They just found a way to kind of just keep putting the ball in play and balls finding holes. And they're relentless. I mean, they're a good squad. They know what they're doing. And It just seems like they're kind of, you know, on a heater right now. So that's part of it, too.
First off, say his name. His name is Brian Walsh, the umpire. And I'm not trying to get, you know, starting anything like that. But he deserves some flack. Because Chris Sale can talk about how they kept putting the ball in play. And look, he wasn't as sharp as he's been in some previous starts. But the reality of the situation is, you know, you have a spot where you make a pitch that is a strike. And if you get squeezed on the strike zone, and then you make multiple pitches, and even backed up to Pierce Johnson when he came in relief of Chris Sale, you now have to change what you're doing to get to not walk every player. And what happens is those guys can tee off on those moments. They talked about it. Smoltz talked about it. I think it was Smoltz or Glenn Wonzo. Look, that's a pitch that gets hit. That's a hit that is a direct result of an umpire squeezing a starting pitcher or a pitcher. And it's just garbage, Allie.
It was ridiculous to see the different calls all over the place. And that's why Brian Snitker got so upset. I think it was the fifth inning where he got ejected. And this was the first time this season that he has been ejected. It was incredibly frustrating. And can I be selfish for a moment?
Because I'd love that.
I really want a win. Listen, I'm married to Grant McCauley, okay? And I want to be able to talk about a Braves win on this show. And I've only got one more day with you guys.
I know. That is very frustrating. I want to hear Grant's post-game ritual when they win.
That's such a good
like,
point.
Does he open a beer Stone Cold style? And like, do you like throw him a beer? And throw him a beer. He opens it. You throw him another one. He's like, boom! He's already got the shaved head, the goatee. I mean, boom.
Was Grant home last night, or was he at the game?
He was home last night.
Now he's watching Snicker get thrown out. I just have to imagine. Yes, yes, yes. Tell him, Snit. I just imagine him just standing up in the middle of the living room, just letting him have it.
Man, he was even keeled. He's like. He's got to do something. Yeah.
Dang it. I was really hoping that we were going to get
in reality, WWE this is what it was Grant like. McCauley. It was like, you know, Sinker runs out and you hear nothing. Allie hears nothing. And then he walks to the dugout and he goes, had to do it.
It had to happen, man. It had to happen. It is, and two, I want to point this out before we get to the Jorge Soler stuff. The scorecard last night was crazy, right? You had 8-5, which, I mean, I can count on two hands the amount of times both teams have scored four runs or more in a game, in a Braves game this year. It's insane. But the trend continues to where when the opposing team scores four or more, the Braves do not win. Chris Sale has 10 strikeouts. The Braves actually K'd 16 Brewers, but they also walked 8. And, guys, by my count watching that, I would say four of them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Those 8 walks directly probably on the umpiring. It was like, and I'm not saying that he called, you know, ball 4 was a strike, not saying that, but when you get in these certain counts and you go 2-2 or 1-2 or whatever it is, and you have to throw a strike, and you back yourself into a bad situation. And, you know, when you look at really the whole scorecards kind of sideways like that, and I think you can make all the, you know, point to the offense, and we're going to point to the offense, and it continues to be the offense, the lack of clutch hitting, but it just, I think it all came to a head with Snit last night, and, you know, he was ready to see the end of it.
Kind of reminds me of what happened the other day where Kelnick and the suicide squeeze with Laureano, and it kind of hits this like this just the epic debacle of all everything was kind of came to a head, and then boom, you all of a sudden go on, you know, a little bit of a hot streak. That's kind of what last night, because you had the Soler stuff, which didn't help with the outfield. There was another play that I think in the field that didn't help them. The bad umpiring. You know, basically now you have a getaway day, and you've got to find a way to salvage, get a win, and then head to the West Coast with something positive, because you could see the likes of Ian Anderson this weekend.
Yeah. I think a lot is going to be made about Jorge Soler and his kind of defensive miscues. Again, he's been playing designated hitter in San Francisco, and when you bring him over, that seat's taken here in Atlanta. You know, Marcell Ozuna is in that slot, so you have to put Soler in the outfield, and Chris Sale was asked about it after the game, man. It's been kind of a struggle.
Again, I mean, this is baseball. You're not going to be perfect all the way through. You know, I know what he can do and what he's going to bring to the table, and at the end of the day, it's you know, I look at that more of an opportunity to pick teammates up when something like that happens. You know, I've obviously had my fair share of starts where I'm giving up runs or untimely runs, and, you know, the boys come back and pick me up. So it's just opportunities for each other to pick each other up and be good teammates and just try to weather the storm.
Allie, you've watched plenty of Braves, and I'm going to ask a tough question. All right, and this is something I've been wondering over the last couple of weeks, really since the All-Star break. Do the Braves look like they're friends with one another? Like, do the player, like, when I look at the players, I'm like, are y'all friends? Because there's, like, there's a couple of them that I like, oh, they kind of chum it up in the dugout. But for the most part, I'm like, I don't even know if any of y'all like each other.
I think some of them are really good friends. One thing that stuck out to me last night was when Ozuna would get his hits, right? They weren't grand slams or anything. So he was having to truck it a little bit because the Brewers.
The big fella.
Right. And you see Ozzie Albies in the dugout just like, yeah, man, go for it.
Yeah, he's and Albies definitely is the glue in that, right? I think he is the leader in a lot of ways because he is probably friends with everybody. But again, he's not in the lineup. Yeah. He's not on the field. And I'm watching these guys last night, and Soler ended up talking about it after the game through an interpreter. And he was just kind of like, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to get better. It's interesting to watch because I look at them, and obviously they're miserable for good reasons, but, man, they've got to get to having fun again.
Well, that's it. It has nothing to do about being friends. I don't believe you know this better than anyone in this room, that when you get to this level, you're not friends with everybody on that team. You're not friends with – honestly, you've probably got two or three, maybe two guys you're close to, then maybe a little bit of a group that gets a little bit large. Of course, it's different for you with position groups, but I imagine you have a couple of guys you're close to, and everybody else is like that work acquaintance where some you avoid at all costs, some you'll reach out to. The reality situation is this is what it looks like. This is the poster child for a team not having fun. They're not having fun. I think, Mike, you and I were talking this morning about Snicker's ejection. And I don't think that ejection was just based on last night. I think it was based on the night before, too, because you could see it just starting to boil over with the with how the Elder start, and not blaming Bryce Elder.
Right.
But it just looked like not scoring runs, your starter's getting shelled. It just gets to a boiling point where, you know, something's got to give.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's just funny because I did say it yesterday when we were talking about Snicker watching Bryce Elder. And I'm like, every pitch, his face is just getting redder and redder. It's like getting a darker shade of red. Like, I know I've got to pull this guy at some point. And then he turns around and he's like, get Chavez loose. And you can just tell he's just waiting for a reason to bum rush the field. And it happened that it took about 24 hours and he actually was able to do it last night. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. They don't look like they're having fun. They look like they're stressed out. And I got to tell you another thing. This game replay is being happening right, you know, in front of us right now. There's nothing that makes me feel older than seeing both Tom Glavine and Chipper Jones have to look out the top of their bifocal glasses, right? And then kind of look back down on their paper and all that gray hair. I'm like, golly, man, there is nothing that makes you feel older than seeing childhood heroes age out and like be in the Hall of Fame and like be in the booth calling games. It's like, golly. And I guess I'm at that weird age right now where I'm 37 and I'm kind of, you know, it's kind of in that whole flux period where every, you know, all the players are now younger than me.
Right.
But it'll make you sick. It'll make you sick. All right, so we got to go to break. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Bo, are we ready for this? Because I'm pretty terrified about what's coming up next.
I'm normally not scared, but you've kind of keep putting that
I know.
Air out there, I know. And now I'm starting to get worried about what Allie has for
Allie,
us.
Should we be scared?
Most of you should not be.
Okay.
Most of you.
Well, that Bo, you're done. You're done, Bo. You're cooked.
Most of us, just us three? Most of us, between him and I?
Most everyone on the morning shift should not be scared.
Bo's shaking in his size sevens over there. We'll come back in the other
They're
side.
They're eight and a half.
Morning shift, Sports Radio 99.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.